Championship Barbecue begins with the rub. And if you want Championship Barbecue at home, try Caroline's Rubs. Caroline's Rubs are used by restaurants, championship competition teams, and commercial operations. And you can use them to make better beef, pork, turkey, and chicken, seafood, vegetables, and game. Caroline's Gourmet Dry Rubs, hickory smoked salt, and seasonings are all natural and contain no flavorings, MSG, or anti-clumping agents. Visit carolinesrub.com and order the Sweet Maple Rub, the Aussie Steak Rub, the Texas Chili Seasoning, an award-winning blend of Tex-Mex flavors, the Hickory Smoked Sea Salt, or design your own dry rub kit with any four of your choices. And get this, Caroline's Rubs are so sure you'll love their special flavors, they even offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Your money back if you don't like Caroline's Rubs. And there's free airmail delivery on any order to the U.S. and Canada. Call Caroline's Rubs toll-free, 866-827-1085. That's 866-827-1085. Or visit carolinesrub.com. Welcome to the Barbecue for You Show, the show where we talk about all things important to the world of barbecue. From big-name interviews to advice on cooking briskets and ribs, you'll find it right here on the Barbecue for You Show. If you're interested in learning more about barbecue, log on to our website at www.bbq-4-u.com. Get connected to the best forum on the Internet. And now, here's your program host, Greg Rimpey.
Greetings from the barbecue capital of the North Coast, Cleveland, Ohio. Wherever you are across this great country of ours, certainly appreciate you taking the time out to join me for another episode of the Barbecue for You Show. Tonight we're going to be hitting on another special topic. This one is going to be in regards to pit temperature control devices. Last year we did one with the guys from the Barbecue Guru, and this company is something that's in the same genre and will be competing with the Guru. And I have the creator of the Stoker and the guy that's running the software both joining me tonight. John Jackson is the owner of Rock Barbecue, the company that makes the Stoker. And Ken Tateno is the software developer. Guys, thanks for taking the time out to join me tonight. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good.
John, if I can ask you, it seems like guys that are into this pit temperature control device have some type of nickname that they go by. The guy at the Guru is Shotgun Friend, and you're Rock. Is there any significance to the name that we need to know about right up front?
Well, I've been playing in cards with the same group of guys for, geez, over 10 years, and it's a nickname for that they've given me. It's supposedly a good card player, but if you played cards with a lot of my friends, to be good, it's not real big thing. So, I mean, I might be the best one of them, but that doesn't make me any good.
So this isn't anything that's barbecue related?
No, not really.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead, and I'll ask you both this question, but John, why don't you go ahead and lead off. If you could give us a little background about yourself and how you kind of fell in love with barbecue.
I'm 46 years old. I grew up here in the Silicon Valley. So I saw the bust, the two busts of the PC bust and then the .com bust. But probably I fell in love with barbecue, and my dad gave me some barbecue when I was just a kid growing up, and gave me some of the bark off the outside of barbecue, and then ever since then, whenever I started to try to barbecue something, I've been trying to reproduce that same taste that he gave me when I was that young kid, and I still haven't reproduced it yet, but I keep trying. And he was a electrical engineer, and I fooled around with electrical stuff all the time when I was a kid, so that's how I got interested in electronics and barbecue, I guess.
Ken, I know you're the software guy behind this whole deal. Do you have an affinity towards barbecue as well?
Not really. I do like barbecue. I do eat it a lot, but I'm not a great cook at all. And I don't have a chance to barbecue it often because I don't have a house, and I don't have one of the landlords who won't allow me to barbecue anywhere, so I can't do that. But yeah, I met John when we were both working in a high-tech company, and you know, he had this idea about this internet-controlled barbecue, that I'm definitely on. He's more of a gadget guy, so it sounds really interesting. So that's how we decided to do this.
So you guys were co-workers, obviously, then. How long ago was that when you guys had originally started thinking about making some type of, you know, as you said, internet or some type of automatic temperature control device for barbecue pits?
About 5 or 6 years ago, I got a ceramic barbecue. And then it wasn't long after I got that I got interested in different kinds of, we're trying to control the temperature on it better, even though the temperature maintains pretty well on the ceramic cookers. So then, it took me a couple of years, but then I started fooling around with, I fooled around with a mechanical device that controlled the temperature using the car thermostat. And that turned into a big disaster. I almost killed myself with that one. So I switched over to I used a fan controller off a PC motherboard and tried that one for a while, but the problem with that one was the semiconductor device had to drop right inside the barbecue, and it was rated at 250 degrees, and I was cooking at 240, so if it just went over just a little bit, it cooked those. So I went through a couple of those. And actually, I already had the development board for this, for an internet platform. And then it just all of a sudden, boom, I just thought, holy crap, I should hook my barbecue up to the internet and control it. And then I went back to work, I think, the next day, and I talked to Ken about it because it was mostly a software project after that, at least to see if it was going to work or not. And Ken, I gave Ken the documentation, or he got it off the internet or something, and then it wasn't long after that that Ken made probably a huge mistake and told me that he could get it going in a weekend or something like that.
Right.
Happy laugh, bad enough.
And I had worked with Ken for a while, and Ken never, ever said anything. If he said something, he did it, and that was it. So I was really, you know, waiting for that weekend to get over to see what he was going to come up with. And he came, I don't know if it was a weekend, but it was short, a very short amount of time that he gave me the software that we just ran on a development board that I didn't actually design or build. It was just a development board that you get from the manufacturer that manufactures the main microcontroller. And he wrote the software, and he did, like I said, he said it was a week, and I thought it was going to take a little longer than that, but it only took maybe a week, and he gave me some software, and then I think he got hooked on it. He just couldn't stop, and he still can't stop.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who, you know, are constantly asking for upgrade suggestions, you know, really neat ideas that actually could make the product a lot better, and so, you know, the work never stops. It's kind of exciting. Like, there's a lot of input coming from all over the place about what they would like to see and, you know, what they're doing and how it can be improved, stuff like that.
So, John, obviously you're, like you said, kind of in an engineering background, or at least interested in engineering stuff electrically. You get up with Ken, and you're putting this together. What sounds like, after your initial concept, you get software from Ken over the, you know, a matter of a weekend. And, I mean, is it just a simple matter of plugging in these two separate entities and you have something that works, or does it take a little bit longer than that to actually get something going that you can actually start to use in real life?
There was a couple different things that we did put together that were, that really, I guess, hadn't been put together before. There were designs that had been done, and we just, like, integrated them together, and then we had to make sure that the software would be, that the microcontroller would be powerful enough to do all the kind of things that we wanted it to do. And at first, it was always Ken would write the software, and then he'd fix it up so that we could have more power because the software would be better, and then we could do more things. And then we went through several iterations like that where. At first, we weren't sure what kind of product we were going to be able to have, but over time, and even today still, I mean, some of the stuff that Ken's doing right now, we didn't really think we were going to be able to do just a couple weeks ago. So new things just keep happening all the time. It's and it's really fun for us.
John, is this a full-time job that you're doing with Rock's Barbecue, or are you actually doing something else that's more your real job and this is still something on the side?
No, this is my full-time job for about a year now, but I'm not necessarily making money yet. When I decided to do this, I kind of knew that I probably wouldn't make money for a couple of years. So when I started it, I wanted to make sure I had enough money to go for a couple of years without having to worry too much about making money. And so it is a full-time job for me, but it's not like it's supporting me right now. It's going to be a while before I recoup the investment that I've made in it.
And Ken, are you full-time on this part too, or are you more of a contractor as needed?
I'm a contractor as needed, so I do have a full-time job.
Gotcha.
Outside of this.